Okay, thank you very much, Justine. One fun fact before I introduce the final reader. Justine and I share a mutual hatred for cairns. And I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean, we like to tip over cairns. If there are any of you other people out there who are crazy like us, we'd love to increase our numbers. Okay. Erica Michael is our final reader for this evening at this event. She is an art historian, a painter, a poet, and she resides in Woodway, Washington. Born in Vienna, raised in New York, she's lived in the Puget Sound. Not actually inside the Puget Sound, but you know what I mean. Region, since 1966. As a graduate of Pratt Institute, she has worked in animation studios and as an abstract painter. A UW PhD in art history, she's taught and published in the field of Northern Renaissance and worked in various Northwest museums. And finally, her poems have appeared in Poetica magazine, Drash, Northwest Mosaic, and Cascade, Journal of the Washington Poets Association, among others. I think some of you know her, others will. Everybody welcome up, Erica Michael.
Greg, and thank you all for organizing this wonderful event. Chicky. So my poems basically are from my collection that I've been working on this past year about the illness and death of my husband, Ernie. And they're all addressed to him. The first one I'm going to read is called Swinging on a Star. Laughing gulls and the oceans roar and thunder as it gurgitates continents and other broken things. Makes me think, as they say, what goes around comes around. Words, like stones even, wash up. Tell me, Ernie, from your vantage seated on that bending, curved cushion by the big dog in the sky, do I seem small and neither here nor there? You vaulted the rainbow as Earth Mother pushed you like a child for that last swing on the great playground, looped high around the rim of some event horizon, maybe coasting gravity's waves that vanished as though swilled by a black hole. Thrilled to say, I'm there right behind you, baby. This poem is called Did You Know That We Embraced, which is the first line of the poem. Did you know that we embraced after they lowered your coffin into the ground with ropes? The white pine box wide by the shoulders, tapered at the ends, and above your face the Magen David, that's the Star of David. Earth rained on us, its weight pressing my arms against your new shape, my nose to the pine box's dusty fragrance. Was it a dream? How long since you'd worn your old blue raincoat on that last car ride beside me? Did we understand there'd be no further need for raincoats? I thought of how we tangled in the green leaves and vines of my white kitchen and spun among the indigo chrysanthemums of my duvet, rolled on the rock ridge crest by Kanapali's stream, and in the sunlight of the skin-dipped sea stung swollen. We embraced in the freshening river spray on the Skykomish boulders, glimpsed suddenly by kayakers skirting the bend in the water's summer flash. What were they thinking? We embraced in the rapid rush of rusty smokestacks, tracked from a window in a turned-down Amtrak sleeper made up by a savvy porter for the quarter-hour run between New York and Newark. And of course, in your office window's beam of dust motes rising from the shabby tilt-back lounger, what is more, the navy raincoat on the floor. Here's one that oddly is also a 9/11 poem. I say oddly because this is all the stream of my experiences with Ernie. So here it is, and it's also a Seattle poem, and it's a Seattle architect poem, the architect Minoru Yamasaki, and it's called Minoru Yamasaki's Shroud, which is the first line of the poem. Minoru Yamasaki's Shroud, a weave of steel fringed with ogive tapered arches like those on old minarets, with ribbon windows displaying New York as the painter Bosch laid out that God's eye panorama in his garden of earthly delights. After the steel beams were staggered to the sky and electronic fingers thrust into the wind, we entered those glass doors and soared 100 floors to windows on a world of forkage, of fork and corkage, salmon mousse and raspberry terrine, unaware of bitter greens hidden there. We gazed on the curved horizon where the sun rose over airfields and people plied their trades. We uttered accolades about the architect, his roots in our Seattle scene, where he plunged the apex of a tower in the ground, defying 5,000 years of old pharaonic code, and where he vaulted the cloud-gravid sky with pergolas, exalting science and light, where children might behold cosmic wonders, and where one local gifted child himself would envision windows. In that world, neither you nor I could glimpse an apocalypse of sacred words, defiled with jabbing fingers from the trenches in a war of disillusioned lunatics. Minoru's dream curled in a fusion of smoke and sinew. His ashes grieved as charred ribbon and fringe clung to his shroud, crimped in knots, sacred as those on the talis in which I buried you. Wow. While I was away, my crypt is filled with relics. No gilt statues here or splendid spoils. No gut-filled jars with invocations nor embalming oils to keep the dead alive for timeless circuits on porphyry thrones. No crocodiles or birds. No wall carvings of praise or thanks. Not even frozen hope in cryogenic tanks. Just old masks beaten out of words and bent from patterns forged in bowel and bone. some strokes of passion burnt on onion skin, dry wildflowers and enigmatic silver tones to scan and digitize as modern hieroglyphs anticipating some Champollion. No ornaments of pride, a holla cover needing beads, a yard-side candle to recall, and in a leather bag, the broken clock from mother's bedstand when she died. Your Crystal Math Society award, I hate to say, was stolen by a burglar while I was away. One corner Ma. Ma Yuan was a Chinese painter. His dates are 1160 to 1225. And he was characterized, he was called One Corner Ma because his paintings were made so that most of the painting was made in one corner of the silk. Screen on which they were painted, and so and the rest of the screen, most of it was empty, so the work was just in one corner. So this is about One Corner Ma, and people could read into the emptiness on the rest of the painting. One Corner Ma, you exclaimed with a smile, signifying a thriving pleasure before the ink-brushed scrolls of Ma Yuan died 1225. Oh, the intimate landscape picturing that safe, familiar corner of a world shrouded in mist. Little place of rocks and folds, old gnarly comfort of rooted trees. A simple wooden platform gazing into the vast nothingness of bare silk. A cryptic scrim on which dreamers mobilize globes. Throngs played in there with all of history's bones, jewels, towers, cenotaphs, and arsenals. Proliferating pictographs from silhouetted hand to likeness of King John the Good. Silvery monitor of screaming crows in skies and wheat fields streamed from space to hollow, rock to brick to glass to microelectronic screen, pyramidal screen schemes from Sakura, Pythagoras, and I M Pei, from Panzi to Gautier. Today, I stand aching to share the screenplay of terror's half-silence in a fog through which sirens echo, wheels scream, water eddies around rubber rafts as gasps punctuate the quash of influx on strange strands. Howls swell for the small dead flotsam by the edge of froth. Death silence shimmers after guns shudder. Rapid words, shaken fingers, rolls of razor wire, lifeblood seeping and cooling and fire. Oh, the white wall, that pearlescent God screen of unknown layers. Eons dissolve in the convulsive surge of some dragon. Does it bear wings or blow flame? Its song, a prayer, a dirge with wings and many legs. I love the old museum halls fixed in this Pacific corner of our uninked world, where sun falls on damp sod around a space needle ringed with crags and sound, shouldering a misty shroud while we pondered the gist of One Corner Ma.
Maybe one more?
One more. Okay.
Thanks.
One short one then. I swore it was you. I swore it was you as the sun rose on the greens, each leaf defined and marked by shifting shadow, now a pulse of radiance, now relief and silence while the next gold gathers. I saw you move by the ferns and salmonberry near the bluff, like the deer I seized in a photograph this morning, who appeared, sized me up, and moved on. Later on, that same silver green skimmed by the moon's whiteness, a shade of light brushed the hedge, a silhouette passing, you might say, howling. Thank you.
Thank you, Erica. Amazing. Okay, so to the collaboratory next, but one more round of applause for our readers. And keep it going for Big Chicky. Thank you, Big Chicky, for hosting us. The Collaboratory, in my opinion, is one of the most innovative and forward-thinking spaces in the city. It is what community should be. As you go there, please take a look at the stuff that's going on there. Respect the space, but also it has a lot of cool stuff that it's offering not only this neighborhood, but also the city in general. There will be three more readers there. We'll go there, we'll have some wine or water and or whatever, and then Union Bar will close out the night. So, see you there.